right, buckle up. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
They are very, very good numbers, aren't they?
I think there'll be a lot of, hard-working dairy farmers will be quite happy this morning. This is the global dairy trade auction numbers. Very strong number this morning with the global dairy trade auction price index rising 4.2%. And you have to put this also into a context because demand really does seem to have returned following the what was a long downward trend that we saw in that index. It went from March 22 right through to August 23. That index just kept falling. But since August of last year, we've just seen a steady, inexorable rise in that index. And if I look at, say, the important whole milk powder product, if I go back to the low there, that low was sitting around $2,500 for a metric ton. This morning's auction, it's just under $3,500. So that's a material lift. If I quickly run through the various commodities overnight, butter up 10.3%, double-digit gain. Cheddar up 6.3%. Skim milk powder up 4.6%. And the whole milk powder result was a 3.4% lift. So strong right across the board. And I suppose we can only speculate that dairy farmers will be heartened by what we've also seen is a lift in the projected farm gate milk price. Remember at one stage, Mike, it was in the mid-sixes,
yep.
And there was all that conversation about it being below break-even price for a lot of farmers. Well, confirmed recently by Fonterra, now between sort of $7 to $8, so midpoint of $7.50. You've got production in the US and the EU, and that's now decreasing. Peak milk collection for the season New Zealand is now behind us, supply starting to contract. But all in all, price trend, I think, an overnight outcome. Very pleasing, Mike.
Yep, and we'll take it. Now, what do we make of Fletcher Buildings news?
Oh, gosh, talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Fletcher Building, one of the largest companies listed on the NZX, made an announcement to the market on Monday. They provided an update on the New Zealand International Convention Centre, the Hobson Street Hotel, and also they're doing a project to the car park at the Wellington Airport. We'll start with the good news first, and that's the convention centre project is on track for completion later this year. The hotel is going to be handed over to the underlying client this month, but there the good news stops, really. The convention centre, which has been dogged with problems, and those problems continue. We've now seen actual and expected costs have increased again. There are a range of cost overruns, also a portion of the company's claims on the contract's works insurance may not be recoverable. What this translates into, Mike, is a further provision of $165 million. There's also another smaller provision on Wellington Airport, job of $15 million. Look, the market was closed yesterday. Price action on Monday following the announcement was pretty weak. Share price fell 6.6%. That is probably a bit of an overreaction compared to the actual materiality of the further provision. But I'm not really surprised, Mike, because Fletcher Building just keeps having to deal with problems. So I think shareholder confidence, it's been rattled. Everyone, I think, wants to see the convention centre completed, put in the past. They have their results announcement for the half year on Valentine's Day next week. But in the background, Mike, there's still this issue over leaky pipes in Australia. Hopefully we'll get an update on that, but still challenging times for Fletcher Building.
Now, speaking of Australia, they're now taking 2 days to work it all out at the RB.
Yes, they have a slightly longer meeting. They take 2 days, and then the press conference is a little bit later. So while we were enjoying our national day of celebration, they were busy addressing the official cash rate. Their lift rate's unchanged. That was expected. So cash rate's still at 4.35%. You get the statement, you get the press conference, and actually what we've come up with is a mild tightening bias, but that's kind of to be expected, Mike, because it's keeping in line with the central bank rhetoric at the moment, sort of pushing back against market expectations of interest rate cuts earlier than the banks themselves are predicting. They said a further increase in interest rates cannot be ruled out, so they're keeping their options open. Probably won't hit the midpoint of their target range until 2026, downgraded growth. Their share market fell a little bit. Aussie interest rates up a little bit. We address the cash rate here on the 28th of Feb, but Governor Orr does give each on the 16th of Feb at the University of Waikato. So we'll wait and see what happens from that.
Give me some numbers.
Oh, well, the Dow Jones is up 75 points, 0.2%, 38455. The S&P 500 is just down small, down 5 points as we speak, 4937. And the NASDAQ down 68 points, 0.44%, 15,502. 28. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 7681. That was up 0.9%, so that was good. The Nikkei fell 0.5%, 36160. The Hong Kong and Chinese markets, Mike, have rallied quite strongly. The Shanghai Composite up over 3%, 2789. Aussie was down 44 points yesterday, 7581. Of course, we were closed, but on Monday, we were down small 11,928. Starting this morning, one Kiwi dollar will buy you 0.6072 US dollars, 0.9319 Aussie, 0.5647 euro, 0.4823 pounds, 89.89 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at 2,037 US dollars. And Brent crude, here's a little bit of good news as well. The price of that has come off. It's now $78.89.
Perfect. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMOWealth.co.nz.